The World Cup Daily Podcast from William Hill.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
All the latest betting news and tips from our team of experts in Brazil and the UK. Check out all of our audio at williamhill.com/podcast. Subscribe via iTunes or browse our channel on audioboo.fm. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill World Cup Daily Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's matches and a big day if you're English anyway, because England take on Uruguay in the second game of the group. I'm looking forward to the action. I'm joined in the studio by Alex Dunn. Alex Dunn, are you looking forward to the action?
Yeah! Football!
This has been such a cheesy start to the podcast.
No, I am. It's weird when England play. Because you sort of go, oh, I'm not that fussed, you know, we won't win. And then all of a sudden it becomes game day and you just sort of like, ah. You disagree?
I disagree. When England are playing, I'm never, I'm always, go on!
Really?
Yeah.
More than Leeds?
It's a weird one, actually, because people ask me that. I obviously love Leeds a lot.
Mm.
But when England are playing, it just means so much to everybody when England are playing.
See, I've had this quite a severe argument with some of my friends. I said that I'd rather Newcastle United won the Capital One Cup than England win the World Cup.
Oh, that's a joke.
And I got panned for it. So sorry, everyone. If you're listening and you disagree with me, I apologise. If you agree with me, well done. But no, that doesn't stop me from wanting England to win by any means. But the game against Uruguay tonight is, well, I was going to say it's a must win, but it isn't.
It's a must not lose.
Yeah, I think they can get away with a draw.
Yeah.
Just. Well, no, I think they can. I think Italy will beat Costa Rica. Then if England go and beat Costa Rica, Uruguay would have to beat Italy pretty heavily to overturn the goal difference. So yeah. A draw wouldn't be the worst result. So I wouldn't be jumping on the players' backs if it is 0-0 after an hour. And I don't think they should feel under any pressure. If they play as they did against Italy, I think they've got a good chance.
Okay, we'll move on to that game in more detail shortly, because there are other games today, of course. And the first of them is the 5 p.m. kickoff in Group C between Colombia and Ivory Coast. Colombia are 21-20, the draw 23-10, and Ivory Coast are 11-4. And we'll be hearing from Robbie Savage again on this edition of the World Cup Daily Podcast. He's previewed all of the games for us. And before we get your thoughts, Alex, let's get his thoughts on Colombia against Ivory Coast.
I think Ivory Coast will win. I was quite impressed with the way they come back in their last game. Two-headed goals, Wilfred Bony. Really like him. I think he's done great in the Premier League. Got a goal in the World Cup. I go Bony first goal. Ivory Coast to win 2-0.
Okay. Robbie going for Ivory Coast to win 2-0. He likes the look of Wilfred Bony as well. I disagree with him, Alex. I like Colombia. I think they're a good side, and I think they will just have too much for Ivory Coast this evening. Do you agree?
Yeah.
Who do you agree with, me or Robbie?
I agree with you, and I don't like saying that. No, I do like Colombia. I fancied Carlos Bacca I actually backed him to be the top scorer in the tournament. He didn't feature in the first game, and I think he's injured for this one, so that is a poor bet. But the reason I backed him is because I think Colombia will go pretty far. I think they'll get out of the group. I think that they've got a chance of going, you know, quite a long way. Of course, missing Falcao is a huge blow for them, but that didn't stop them against Greece. Granted, Greece are really, 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 really bad, Mark. They are awful.
Poor.
But the only thing that sort of tempers my enthusiasm here is the price.
Yeah.
I think Ivory Coast are okay. They're not world beaters. They're not going to win the tournament by any means.
No.
And I was actually a little surprised that they beat Japan. I was very surprised that they came from behind to beat Japan, who I think are a fairly tidy outfit. And that may mean that they do qualify at the expense of Japan, but in terms of this game, what we've got, is it 11-10, Colombia?
21-20.
Yeah. I think Ivory Coast have to be the value play in the game. In terms of the outrights, as a result of that, you know, I would leave the outrights alone. I think it is, if you put a gun to my head, I'd say, right, I'll go with Colombia. But the price, not really that crazy about it, to be honest.
No.
So
do both sides settle for a draw here? They've both got 3 points. You put them both on 4 going into the final game.
In theory, perhaps. Ivory Coast more than Colombia, I think, because then Ivory Coast have got a supposedly easier game against Greece.
Yeah, Colombia.
Colombia
have to play
Japan in a sort of winner-takes-all clash, or for Japan at least.
Mm.
So, yeah, but they are two teams who are in really, really nice positions coming into this. But as I said, I wouldn't touch the outrights. I think it's just a little too close to call. I'll go for two players to score any time. They both play for Colombia. One is Teo Gutierrez, who bagged against Greece.
Yep.
Expect him to lead the line again. He's 6-4 any time, and I don't think that's too bad. I think that Ivory Coast against Japan showed that defensively they're not the most solid. They've got good attacking options, definitely. And we've heard from Robbie, he likes the look of Wilfred Bonny. Couldn't disagree with that. Good player. Jovino's lively. Yaya Toure, we all know about him. And Kalou, they've got a decent sort of structure going forward. But at the back, I think the back four is their weakest part of the side. And I think Colombia can cause them problems. So Teo Gutierrez is 6-4 any time. And the other one is James Rodriguez, who the Racing Post has playing just in the hole behind him. He basically has a free roll. He'll roam around off the striker. He's 13-5 any time, and that is huge for a man who takes penalties as well. In short, I think that is the bet I'll go with, if you push me for one. James Rodriguez to score any time for Colombia against Ivory Coast at 13-5. Couldn't put you off Gutierrez at 6-4. And if you're looking for an Ivory Coast player, Wilfred Bonny, as Robbie said, is possibly the bet. But Rodriguez for me.
Okay. Is that the way you play then? No, don't bother with the outright. It's just go for some goals.
I think it's just too tight. Like I said, if pushed, I'd just side with Colombia. But but then I could say Ivory Coast at the prices are slightly tempting.
Do you see both teams scoring?
Again, yes, but not enough to put a bet on it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I think possibly, yeah. But again, I wouldn't be mad keen on it because Colombia are pretty decent at the back. And I've said Ivory Coast are good going forward. There's a lot of variables in this. I think basically it should be priced up a little tighter than it has been. And for that reason, I'll leave the outrights alone. I'll just stick with the players. And James Rodriguez is the main one for me.
Okay. Moving on to the second game of the evening. It's at 8 p.m. It's in Group D. And it's Uruguay against England. Do or die time for both sides, really. More so probably for Uruguay, given that they lost to Costa Rica in the first game. And the betting looks like this. Uruguay are 13-5. The draw, 9-4. And England, 11-10 to win this game. We'll get your thoughts on this following Robbie Savage again, Alex, because Robbie's gone into a bit of detail for this game for us. He, first of all, talks about who he thinks will win and where Rooney should play.
Play Rooney number 10 or leave him out. That's the simple thing. You have to play one of your best players in the team in his best position. Play on the left. All the trouble was coming down England's left, so I'd rather see a better left-sided player, Lallana play there, Rooney number 10, Sterling on the right. Tough game against Uruguay, but I think England will win. I think the movement in the final third would be too much for an ageing Uruguayan team. Lugano, the captain, out. So, big plus, though, if Suarez is back. How would you handle Suarez? Well, I think he's not fully fit. Adrenaline will get him through in him, early minutes. But if I was a Gerrard, Kale, Jagielka, go and smash him fairly in a challenge early on. Let him know you're there. Test his knee out. Because if he's on form and fit, he's going to be a massive danger, him and Cavani up front. I think both defences are vulnerable. So many attacking options on the pitch. I'm going for an England 2-1 win.
Okay, England to win 2-1, in the opinion of Robbie Savage. He also mentioned quite a bit about Suarez in there, and Lee Phelps, he's over in Brazil with Robbie, and he has pushed Robbie a little bit further with the Suarez debate.
Gerrard will know that as well, Robbie. He knows him as well as anyone. He'll know that if you can niggle away at him. If you'd have played against him, you'd have, got him annoyed. Annoy him early on. Get him niggly. Get him into the ref.
Well, if there's a 50-51, Gerrard's playing for England, but if he puts him out for a while with a crunching tackle, well, I'm to Liverpool next year. I don't think that'll be in Steven Gerrard's mind, but you'll be saying your teammates in that dressing room, listen, Suarez's knee's dodgy. He's his first game back. He's not fit. Let him know you're there early on. Go and let him have one, fairly. Test him out. That's what I'd do if I was playing the game. Get in his ear. He can snap. He can... he can overreact at time, but what a player, what a talent. But I'm going to England 2-1.
Goal scorer for us?
I'm going to go with Rooney if he plays in number 10 position. If he doesn't play, Sterling, first goal.
OK, so Robbie, siding with England, he thinks they'll win 2-1. He likes Rooney and he thinks he should play in the number 10 position. Any of that not sitting right with you? Do you agree with most of that?
Yeah, most of it. He also said kick Luis Suarez. Nobody can argue with that. Have we got any markets on how many kicks he gets in a game? Maybe not. No. I think the Rooney debate is one that will, rage on and on. You know, where is his best position? Where should he play? I think number 10 is right for him. But he is, you know, there is pressure growing on him now to perform. And he's due a big game. And I think he will score tonight. I know he doesn't have a good record in the World Cup, but I think England's, everything's set up for England to play well here. Firstly, it's a lot cooler where they're playing than it was in Manaus. Considerably cooler. Almost British weather. Mm. It has been while
they had rain.
They did. We have that here. And I think that the way that England played against Italy was sort of high tempo, and it worked for a large period of the game, but Italy's midfield was very, very creative. They had four midfielders, Pirlo being the main one, who it was hard to sort of just get a grip on because you'd give them half a yard and they'd find the pass that was needed. Uruguay don't have that in midfield. Gargano and Rios very, very much holding defensive players, which I think works to England's advantage because we don't have players flying through the middle. We don't have sort of a David Silva type player. We've got wingers in what I think it's likely to be Sterling on the right and Welbeck on the left. And you look at the fullbacks, Caceres, a centre-back by trade.
Yeah.
Fusil, a backup right-back. That's a huge loss, by the way. Maxi Pereira at right-back. He's a very, very, very good defender. And the fact that he just senselessly kicked out against Costa Rica in the last minute is brainless, really. Yeah. Really stupid. So it's a bonus for England that he's missing. Diego Lugano missing. Robbie said, obviously, that's a huge blow for Uruguay. Don't agree with that. I think that's a huge blow for England. I think the guy's pants. But he was awful for West Brom this season.
Yeah.
He is missing. But again, then you bring, I think it's likely to be Jimenez comes in. Young defender, could get at him maybe. Sturridge is always going to be a danger. Godin is not the most agile of defenders. Sturridge will enjoy running him down the flanks. I think if England play with the pace that they did against Italy, Sterling, Sturridge, Welbeck, Rooney, all on form, passing quickly, I think they'll have a lot of joy here. You've got Baines and Johnson as well overlapping. I think England will win this. The 11-10 at first I wasn't crazy about. It is 11-10, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I think the more you look into it, the more you look at the way that the game will develop, I think it's hard not to be quite tempted by that. Uruguay's sides, I mean, the strikers, Cavani and Suarez, top class.
Yeah.
Is Suarez fit?
No, I'd say he can't be fully fit.
But does it matter? He won't be firing on all cylinders, but Luis Suarez at 80% is still better than most strikers at 100%.
Yeah.
So he's obviously a danger. Cavani as well, needs no introduction. But I think, if you take those two players out of the Uruguay side, it's a very ordinary lineup.
Mm. And I think they're weak at the back, so weak at the back. If we have the likes of Sterling, Welbeck running down the wings, the overlaps, as you say, from Baines and Johnson, you've got Rooney through the middle who they're going to have to concentrate on.
Yep.
Sturridge is brilliant at the moment. England can cause Uruguay so many problems.
Well, I think Danny Welbeck got a lot of stick.
He had a good game.
Has received a lot of stick throughout his England career and Man United career, but he's a player that I do rate. I think he serves a purpose. I don't think
he's not an out-and-out goal scorer.
He's not the swashbuckling player that everyone wants to see on the left wing. They want people who cut inside and score a goal every game, and he won't do that. But defensively, very good. I was surprised he came off as early as he did against Italy, because I'd argue he's one of the more athletic and fitter players in the team.
Mm.
And you saw towards the end of that game, a lot of players were suffering with cramp and obviously conditions will be better here, but I think he can have a decent game again. Raheem Sterling's the lively one. Very, very good against Italy. Scored a legitimate goal in the first 6 or 7 minutes or so,
of course,
so everybody in the pub believed. But he was lively. Back on his favoured right wing position, I'd say.
Yeah.
I think he'll be equally dangerous, but the fact that they moved him in the middle against Italy almost was a surprise for Italy, I think. And it worked to England's advantage. But I like Rooney in that position. In terms of bet for this, I've got a few.
Yes.
Headline offer, Daniel Sturridge to score in an England victory at 3-1. Tempting. Mm-hmm. Got to say. Big price, that. You're getting the striker, the sole striker, in a side that we think will win the game. 3-1 could be huge. Rooney anytime, 17-10. Doesn't knock your socks off, but I think he will score here. I really do. That's not saying it to be controversial. That's not, you know, I know there's been a lot of debate about him. I just think he'll score.
I think Rooney's going to be so fired up tonight. If he puts him in the number 10 position,
yeah,
he's got a point to prove. And yeah, I agree with you. I think he's got to have a good game tonight.
I think it is definitely worth a pound on Wayne Rooney to score and England to win 1-0. It's 28-1. Ooh. I think that's just too big. I mean, yes, you're asking for a lot there. But I don't think there'll be goals flying in this game. I don't think we'll see a 3-1 or a 4-2 or anything like that. I think unders is probably the sensible way
to
play it.
You don't fancy England to win 6-0, 250-1?
It'd be lovely, but I don't think so. I've done some digging, Mark Walton. Here's a stat for you. Of England's last 23 goals in World Cups, that's going back to the beginning of the 98 World Cup.
Okay.
They've scored 23 goals. 17 of them have been in the first half. Only 6 in the second.
Okay.
Last time we scored in the second half was David Beckham's free kick against Ecuador in 2006 in Germany in the last 16. Every goal since then has been in the first half. England like to start well. Obviously, everybody does. But they're not bad at it.
Yeah.
Either that or they tail off dramatically in the second half. But you can be back in England half-time, full-time here at 23-10. I'd be more than happy with that as an enhancement of 11-10. I think, yes, you get a little bit of risk, you know, but I think it's more than worth it. So I'm going to stick my nickel on the line here because I think that's a really good stat. I know it's different teams, but history continues to repeat itself. Why wouldn't it now? It happened against Italy. I think England to win 1-0 with Wayne Rooney scoring in the first half. I know you can't put a bet on that, but I think, yeah, we've mentioned Rooney 1-0, but I think England half-time, full-time at 23-10 is a really good price. That'd be my best bet in this game, I think.
Right. Good stuff. That's good, England. Everyone's siding with England so far then. Perhaps we should hear from a former England player and see who he's siding with. Earlier on in the week, Dave Kellner spoke to former England centre-back Ledley King to get his thoughts on this evening's game.
The 2014 World Cup on In Play Radio.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
We're on air for every second of all 64 matches, with hundreds of in-play markets on every game, expert pundits in the studio, on the line and in Brazil. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
We'll start off with England then and their performance against Italy. On Saturday night, not the result people wanted, but the performance, Ledley, hinted that there's something there in this tournament for the English boys.
Yeah, well, you know, I think what everyone wanted to see was, you know, the young players given a chance, and you know, what we've seen is that the country have got behind them. You know, we realise they're young players, and you know, probably a little bit early for some of them to be at their peak or their powers. So, you know, we was impressed by them having a go and then playing with no fear.
What did you think to the overall setup that Roy Hodgson went with, playing Wayne Rooney out on the left? He's come in for criticism on the back of that. Where do you think Wayne Rooney should play? Should he have his place in this team?
I still think Wayne Rooney's a quality player. I still think he's got a lot to offer. I think his best position will be down the middle. You know, and I think Sterling's a player that can play on the left, you know, use his pace and trickery. So, you know, the only thing I'd probably say is I'd like to see them to change positions. You know, with Rooney down the middle, I think that's where he's most potent. And, you know, as I say, Sterling's pace and trickery on the left can cause problems.
England are 13-10 to win against Uruguay on Thursday evening. Uruguay 11-5 and the draw 11-5. You've mentioned maybe switching Sterling for Rooney in terms of a positional play. What about personnel? Would you stick with the same team that took the field against Italy?
Yeah, I think I would. You know, I was, you know, happy with the lineup of the team. I thought that it was a team that had pace and attacking intent. You know, and I quite like the options coming off the bench. I like Barkley as an impact sub. You know, he's going to have a great future ahead of him for England. You know, I like Lallana, who can come on and, you know, add something different, as well as someone like Lambert, you know, with a physical presence. So I quite like the line-up, the starting line-up, and I quite like the players that we've got to come off the bench.
And subsequently, on the back of that defeat to Italy, a lot of people questioning the decision not to take Ashley Cole to this World Cup. Do you think that might be something that comes back to bite Roy Hodgson?
I don't think it will come back to bite. I don't think it will be the deciding factor for England. You know, I was a little bit surprised when Ashley wasn't, you know, involved. You know, for me, I think he's been England's best player over the last 10 years. You know, every tournament he's been the standout player for England, you know, whether the team have performed or not. But, you know, the manager has made his decision and, you know, Baines has had a good season at Everton. You know, the first game wasn't solely down to him and, you know, the problems he had. I think it was a bit of a problem with the winger coming inside and the fullback really bombing on down the left, and, you know, he had a bit of a problem. He was stuck in between two, and, you know, that wasn't his fault so much, but getting the communication around the others to get in the right positions as well. So it's a little bit unfair on him.
Looking at this match then, Ledley, Uruguay versus England, pivotal match in Group D, being played in Sao Paulo on Thursday night. Uruguay 11-5 in the betting, the draw 11-5, England 13-10. What's your prediction for this match?
I think it's a game that England can win. Hopefully the defeat hasn't had an impact on the young players. I don't think, you know, the likes of Steven Gerrard and Frank Lampard and obviously Roy Hodgson will allow that to. You know, I think it will be all positives leading up to the Uruguay game, and you know, obviously maybe Suarez will be back in the starting lineup for Uruguay, but, you know, hopefully he's a little bit rusty. And you know, it's a game that I think England can score goals. I wasn't overly impressed by Uruguay in their first game, and I think England can cause them problems.
What sort of scoreline would you suggest?
I think there's going to be goals, and I think England will run out 3-1 winners in this game.
So there you go, Ledley King going for a 3-1 England win. Everybody's on England's side here, Alex. It's encouraging.
Well, it's encouraging, or we're all equally stupid. One of the two.
We're all the typical delusional.
Ridiculously patriotic here at William Hill. No, like I said, I think England will just about have enough in the locker. I think the price is decent. I think the price half-time, full-time is tempting. And I'll take Rooney to score in a 1-0 victory, if you fancy in a slightly more speculative wager, at 28-1.
Okay, if all that happens, well, it can't all happen because there's many different scorelines there. But if Rooney scores and England win, and it'll all suddenly look very rosy in the England camp, won't it? Everything will be going quite swimmingly. Let's move on.
Yep,
the 11 PM kickoff, Japan against Greece. This is in Group C, and Japan are 6-5, the draw 21-10, and Greece 5-2. Now, for me, Alex, Japan at 6-5 is banker material this evening.
Yes. End of preview. No, they are. I think it's a really good price here. I wouldn't say banker material. I think that's going a little too far.
I just think Greece are so bad.
They are, and I do like Japan. I think you go through Japan's side and they've got players who can, if you like. Kagawa and Honda are the two main men. Everybody knows about them. But Osako up front is lively enough. You've got Nagatomo at left back, plays for Inter Milan. He's a decent player. Uchida at right back. You know, the one player I don't like is Maya Yoshida at centre back for Southampton. I think he's had a weak season, to be honest. But again, he's solid enough. He makes the odd rick, but I think that Japan will take a fair bit of beating here. You go through Greece's lineup; it doesn't seem to change ever, does it? It's the same team from 10 years ago. No, it's not exactly the same, but you go through the team and it's just full of players that are just uninspiring. Samaras, he's okay, isn't he?
He's all right,
okay, but should he be playing at a World Cup? Debatable. Mitroglou signed for Fulham and then disappeared, I think. Don't really know what happened to him. Mm-hmm. Salpingidis is okay again. But if I'm a defender for Japan here, I'm looking at those strikers and I'm going, we should be keeping a clean sheet here. This, you know, you look at the midfield, again, it's okay. But they're just full of pretty average players who play in Greece. It's not. It's just not. Their lineup is
all right, mate. Don't go too far.
You know when you just
you're so unenthused by Greece. I thought you were going to fall asleep.
I really am. That well, you could fall asleep watching this one.
I think Japan have got plenty of pace, and
yeah, they do. And I'm surprised that they lost against Ivory Coast, to be honest.
Yeah,
they'll be kicking themselves, and I think they'll be very keen to bounce back. But at the same time, a Greece win puts them bang in it, so they won't be rolling over. That, you know, their tournament isn't over just yet. But
we've seen a few surprises from the Greeks in the past as well.
Yeah, we have Trojan horse for one. So I think Japan will win. I think Honda will score. That's the headline offer, isn't it? Honda to score in a Japan win. That's 7 yep. to 2. Are you still laughing at Trojan horses, man?
I just can't help it.
Japan halftime full time is 5 to 2. That's tempting, again. But I think the best bet is Japan to win to nil. It's 23 to 10. There's a stat here. Japan have kept just 3 clean sheets in the last 23 internationals against Iraq, Guatemala, and Cyprus. But Greece are rubbish. And for that reason, I will take Japan to win to nil at 23 to 10.
Okay. Japan to win to nil. And for Alex, I get the opinion that he doesn't rate Greece.
I don't like Greece.
let's see what Robbie thinks.
I don't think Greece will. I think Greece are probably the worst team in the tournament. Australia are the lowest ranked, but on their performance against the Dutch, I've got to say Greece and Honduras, two worst teams in the competition. Don't think Greece will score. I think Japan will run out winners 2-0. Kagawa to get a goal.
Are you and Robbie in some kind of anti-Greece club?
Because Greece lightning.
Because you're both saying the same thing, basically. Greece are poor. They won't score. Japan will win.
Yeah. Well, you know. He stopped over at mine last night. We had a chat about things, and we're pretty keen on Japan here.
What happens in your own time is none of the business of the podcast. We've talked about all three games.
Yes.
Best bet for this evening?
Best bet for this evening, I'm going to side with James Rodriguez anytime in the Colombia game. I think he's too big at 13-5. But to be honest, England halftime, full-time, and Japan to win to nil are equally good bets. I just think, just as a price play, I'll side with James Rodriguez anytime in the Colombia Ivory Coast game. Easy for me to say.
Yes. Thank you very much, Alex. Enjoy it this evening.
Cheers.
So there you go. That was what Alex done. We heard from Robbie Savage. We even heard from Ledley King. And we're looking forward to this evening's action. You'll hear it all on William Hill's In Play Radio today. Good luck if you're having a bet. And do join us again tomorrow for the next edition of the World Cup Daily Podcast.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.